Good morning. It is Tuesday, April 9th, and we've got ourselves a nice four-leg parlay for you. First, we should recap yesterday, and that was a cha-ching kind of day. Gave you guys three plays on here, a two-unit play, a one-unit play, and a quarter-unit play. The quarter-unit play was a shot-in-the-dark bonus type thing at plus 500. Didn't quite get it done. But that's the only bad news of the day for the podcast. We had the one-unit play, which came in easily, and the two-unit play with some nice plus money on it also came in easily. So that was a heck of a nice way to finish off the college season. It's a long grind. They play a decent amount of games, about twice as much as an NFL season, three times as many or so as a college football season. But the big thing is there are literally a few to several hundred college basketball teams. That's a significant amount of handicapping to do there. So that's done. So that's a relief. At the same time, it's a nice reward to finish off the season with a two-unit and a one-unit win at plus money for the two-unit. We have a quarter-unit loss, so we're still up over three units on the day. So that's great. All right, let's move on. We're going to the ice today. We're going to take advantage of a DraftKings boost on this play. You don't have to use that, though. It just makes it that much better. So with this boost, it required, they're giving you a nice bonus, 33%, but you have to have four legs, and the legs can't be more than minus 500 each. So you can't really jump into super serious favorites, but we came up with something that looks good, even without the boost. It's plus 159 without the boost. Or any other book, really. You can just shop around if you don't want to use the boost. Leg number one, Tampa Bay Lightning on the money line. Just win the game. Nothing fancy here. Just win the game. And I think they do that pretty easily here. They've got a little bit to play for. Obviously, they're a superior team to start with. But they're at home against Columbus. This is something that gets done pretty easily. Then we're going to take the Kings. They're on the road, but they're against Anaheim. LA definitely has seeding to worry about. Anaheim is just playing out the string. For the third leg, we're going to jump back to the earlier games and take Carolina and Boston to go over four. Over four. Now, obviously, if it lands on four, that just erases that leg, but we're still safe on our bet because we qualified under the original lines. So five wins, anything more than that wins, of course. In this game, these teams are trending under lately, both of them. This is a double contrarian play, you might say, but it's not just blindly taking contrarian play. These teams should light it up a little bit tonight. Let's use that a little more softly. I think six goals tonight is probably the realistic ending result here. So somebody's winning 4-2. But it could sneak up to 4-3, overtime type situation. Or on the downside of it, it could be 3-2 overtime. So I do think it's 4-2, but I think 3-2 is the next best option, and then 4-3 after that. So we're over 4 either way. I don't think we're seeing any of this 3-1 stuff, because that's the only way you get to, 4-0 or 3-1 is the only way you get to only a 4. Or less, and of course, you can have. Now, the fourth leg, we're going to throw in a player's prop. If you're not using DraftKings, you might want to think about taking Detroit plus 1.5 goals. That was my original option, but they're not offering that at DraftKings, and I'm done for the day on this. So I looked around, and I found a nice play to add to it. It's Dylan Larkin to have two or more. So two is all we need, shots on goal. He's averaging well over that. His percentage of plays, games with two or more is extremely high. And this should be a higher scoring game, relatively higher scoring, or I should say, there'll be a relatively decent amount of shots on goal. He had six versus Washington last time. They can try to scheme him out of the system, out of the game, but he'll get two shots on goal. Well, I don't want to say in his sleep. He's going in, he could have in the first period, but let's just get two for the game. And that's actually a winning bet, not a push, but a winning bet, two or more. So there you have it. Dylan Larkin, two shots on goal. Boston, Carolina, over four. Tampa Bay to win. LA Kings to win. You're looking at a nice plus 200 style bet. Good luck.